As the Lord, no one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depths of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord. Life is a test. And most people I know do not like to take a test. Do you? But a test is nonetheless a good indicator of whether you have mastered a certain skill. You must be tested. Anyone who has taken piano lessons knows that recitals are part of the learning process. If you cannot tickle the ivory in front of other people, you have not made progress in being the next Beethoven. You do not possess piano playing skills. A priest friend of mine, Father Leo Padlinghug, had his cooking skills put to the test on the popular TV show Throwdown with Bobby Flay, and he beat Bobby. Talk about a pressure cooker. No one can earn the salary of a professional, certified public accountant, a medical doctor, an attorney, without undergoing rigorous testing. In other words, it is not until you have been placed in the crucible of a test that your real metal shows. And those who cannot stand the heat better get out of the kitchen. No one really enjoys being tested, but no one can really avoid being tested if they want to master certain skills. What is true in the natural order of things also often proves true in the spiritual order of things, especially when it comes to faith and discipleship. St. James insists that our faith too must be tested if we want to master the skills, the basic skills of a Christian, of a disciple. He writes, "Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, various tests. For you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance." James suggests we not just grit our teeth and get the test of faith over with as quickly as we can, but even that we find joy in the testing. St. James is optimistic about trials and tests because he knows that faith is merely lip service, is useless. Faith has to be lived out and tested. His entire letter serves as a healthy and helpful counterpoint to St. Paul, who emphasizes the priority of faith. Rightly so, especially in his letters to the Romans and the Galatians. Nonetheless, both James and Paul knew well that you can only deserve the title of disciple of Jesus when you carry your cross, when you are put to the test. No one masters the skills of discipleship without a test of faith. But there is at least one respect in which the supernatural order differs from the natural order of things. And that is in that the hardest tests of faith do not come when things are hard, when we are suffering, but rather the real test of faith comes when everything is easy. Our faith is not truly tested in times of persecution, but rather in periods of peace. That sounds counterintuitive, but it is very Christian. Do you recall what happened in the days following the attacks of September 11th? Churches, synagogues, and mosques were all packed with worshipers whose faith had been renewed in suffering. We clutch our faith close to our breast in times of adversity. But I believe the real test comes in times of peace and prosperity. That is when it is difficult to be a disciple. Archbishop Fulton Sheen had the habit of making the holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament every day. And he opined that the hardest time to make the holy hour is not when you are busy, but when you are on vacation. When you have all the time in the world, it feels hard to find time for God. People often skip Mass on vacation. It is in peace and in prosperity that we meet the true test of our faith. My suggestion to you would be to put your own faith to the test daily. And do not wait for God to test you. Pray on vacation. Read a good spiritual book. Go to confession. Be more generous to church or charity. Forgive someone against whom you hold a grudge. Reduce your alcohol consumption. Visit family or friends in the hospital or the nursing home. When we put our faith to the test ourselves, we almost begin to find joy in being tested. As St. James said, and joy in testing is one of the skills of discipleship. Praised be Jesus Christ.